Thank you. He's 100% right. My house is the most beautiful place in the world. Brothers and sisters, it's really a pleasure for me to be here one more time. And this is a special time because you got 100 points because conference is over. Good. Thank you. Then every time I come here, I learned more about here, and it's a pleasure for me to be here. And when I left home, all my family and brothers and sisters in Yucatan told me to give their greetings to you, and we always pray for each one of you. We pray for the work here, for all the ministers, for all the young people, all of the people at church. Then this evening, I would like to talk about about this question. What's the most important thing for you? If someone asks you this question, what would you answer? What's the most important thing for you? We need to think about this for a few moments. What's the most important thing for you? Tonight, we're going to speak about the most important thing. I want to introduce this subject with an illustration. A lady is walking on the street with a dog who is not trained. The dog has fun, but it only goes from one place to another place. A person could ask, why does this woman take out this dog? This illustration shows us that it's very similar what happens to us when we allow ourselves to be guided by incorrect moral and spiritual concepts. You cannot control your life, and sometimes you can do things that you really don't want to. Any goals you have that don't have God's direction can be fatal. Most of these human goals don't offer a lasting satisfaction. But a dedicated life to God will really satisfy you. You need to trust in Him and be guided by Him. This is the only key to having a victorious life. This evening, we're going to think about this. Where do you put your heart? If you are a Christian, your goal should be to imitate who? Who are we going to imitate? Right. Good. I'm checking you. Okay? Then, the people in Mexico like this. They don't like to hear very much, a lot of talking. They like to be involved. Okay. I'm going to think that I'm in Mexico. When I heard that song, I said, oh, it's like home. Yes. Okay. We should really imitate Christ. But that's not what people do. In Mexico and in any part of the world, people like to imitate other people. In Mexico, most of them, they like to imitate famous people. They saw on TV and in magazines all of the things that famous people do. They like to imitate that. But we know, as believers in Christ, we don't need to imitate the world, the people that they don't believe in Christ. What does this mean? This means to deliver our heart to Him and fulfill God's plan in our life. Let's see in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Chapter 6, verse 21. Okay, what we're going to do is this. I would like that you help me to read, okay? Yes. Okay. But you're not going to read that. Okay. Read 21. Okay. We're going to work like this. The first row is going to read 21. Okay. Read 21. Yeah, but not there in your Bible, in English. Yes. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay, one more time. You're not reading. Okay. If you read this, I can go home. Okay. Okay, one more time. Okay, now, I'm going to read in Spanish. Listen. Porque donde está vuestro tesoro, allí está también vuestro corazón. That's it. You want to listen one more time? Porque donde esté vuestro tesoro, allí estará también vuestro corazón. Okay. This is the thing we need to do in our life. Now, you're reading in your Bible in English. You can see what does it look like in Spanish. But in any language, it means the same. If the most treasure you have is your house, or maybe your job, or maybe your bank account, you are really very poor. That's something very interesting in our lives. And we have seen this in our work in Mexico. Many people, they don't have time to serve God. They like other things in the world. We need to put our heart in God, in the things that God likes us to do. Okay, let's consider two aspects. In the first place, what does the Bible tell us to do? This is very important. When we teach people in Mexico, we usually tell them that we need to take the Word of God for us. Many people in Mexico, and I'm sure here is the same, they say, okay, this is what the Bible says, but this is good for my neighbor, or this is good for him or for her to do. But what we need to think, this is what the Bible tells me to do. This is what God tells me to do. This is the important thing. That we take the word for us. Then, the first aspect we're going to consider is, don't worry. It's easy to forget spiritual things when we are involved in this life. Is it true? Yes, it is. When we are involved in this life, it's easy to forget spiritual things. I was talking with a man in Mexico. He's a member of this church, but he's a little discouraged. He's involved in many things in this world, especially in his job. And when I talk to him, I invite him to go to church. And he said, I have to work. I have to work. I have to work on Sunday. I have to work on Saturday. And anything I want to say to tell him, he says, I have to work. I have to work. Well, then, in these things, God loves us. God loves these people. And I have seen in this man's life, not too long ago, he had an accident. He was coming from work and he was hit by a car. But he received a blessing. Nothing serious happened to him. God loves him. But God wants this man he can put first the things of God. Then, we don't need to put our hearts in material things. We need to remember in our lives the things of our Father. We say that in our prayers. In prayers. Many people are very worried about the things that they forget to enjoy the emotion to trust in God and let Him take care of our necessities. It's really an emotion to be in the house of the Lord. It's the most important thing in our life, to do the things that God pleases. We don't need to. We can be a hero in Christian life. Maybe our name is not going to be published in the special magazines or in the famous newspaper, but we can be a hero in the Christian life. I remember when I was a little boy, not too long ago, I also was a little boy. Then a minister comes to my house, an old man, carrying his bag in his shoulder. Every 2 weeks, he comes to my house to speak about this word. And one time he told me, "Do you know, someday you're going to do this this work." At that time, I didn't put very much attention to it. But now, I'm thankful to God because He has given me this opportunity. And this is really an emotion, something I want to do. And then it was this man was a hero in Christian in my life. Other situation that changed my life. I remember that one time when Brother Leon Yates, he used to visit us. And one time, in the morning, they were studying. They were getting together to study with other people. And I was a little boy at that time, and I wanted to be involved in that study. And I took my Bible and I went for a short distance. And when he saw me, he said, come here. It changed my life. I remember. Well, and I'm sure each one of you know people like that. Because they put their heart in God's plan. We're going to read Matthew chapter 25. Chapter 25:32. Okay, second row. Are you ready? Matthew chapter 6:25-32. Okay, second row, first row, listen. Okay? Okay, are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay, you. That's good. No. Okay. Matthew chapter 6:25-32. Okay, did you find it? Okay, read it. Therefore, Okay. In that way, I'm not going to learn the pronunciation. I didn't hear. Okay. Okay, I'm going to read in Spanish. Por lo tanto, os digo, no os afanéis por vuestra vida, qué habéis de comer o qué habéis de beber, ni por vuestro cuerpo, qué habéis de vestir. ¿No es la vida más que el alimento y el cuerpo más que el vestido? Mirad a las aves del cielo, que no siembran ni ciegan, ni recogen en graneros, y vuestro Padre Celestial las alimenta. ¿No valéis vosotros mucho más que ellas? ¿Y quién de vosotros podrá, por mucho que se afane, añadir a su estatura un codo? ¿Y por el vestido? ¿Por qué os afanáis? Considerad los lirios del campo, cómo crecen, no trabajan ni hilan. Pero os digo que ni aun Salomón con toda su gloria se vistió así como uno de ellos. Y si la hierba del campo es hoy y mañana se echa en el horno, Dios los viste, ¿no hará mucho más de vosotros, hombres de poca fe? No afanéis, pues, diciendo qué comeremos o qué beberemos o con qué nos vestiremos, porque los gentiles buscan todas estas cosas, pero vuestro Padre Celestial sabe de qué tenéis necesidad antes que las pidieseis. Okay, that's it. It sounds better in Spanish. Okay, what this part tells us is that we don't need to worry so much about this material things. Sometimes we are so busy getting material things that we forget the importance of our spiritual before God. Okay, I'm going to ask you to turn to third book of Nephi, chapter 6. Chapter 6, 3-10. Okay, I'm going to invite you one more time to read. I want to learn the pronunciation because it's difficult for me to read the words in the scripture. So, okay. Yes.
You want all this time to read?
Yes, please. I want all of this side to read this. And you're going to listen. After that, the opposite. Okay? Okay. 3-10. Okay, listen. Thank you. It was better this time. Okay. This is the same what the Bible tells us. This is very important in our lives to consider these things. When you are in your house, read it again. So you will understand more. Sometimes when we read... Once we understand a little bit, but if you read it one more time, you're going to understand more. So that's the things we need to learn so we can trust in God. Don't worry. Don't worry about the material things. Don't worry about the things. God is going to give us the things in the right time. Maybe you are praying for special blessing and you see that you haven't received the answer. But we know that God's blessing is not as fast as we want to. We need to trust in Him. We need to don't worry too much about the things, the material things. Let's read in Proverbs chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Now, second row, please. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Okay, now, first side, listen. Okay, that's it. It's better. In Spanish, ¿sí? Fíjate de Jehová de todo tu corazón y no te apoyes en tu propia prudencia. Reconócelo en todos tus caminos y Él enderezará tus veredas. That's Spanish. But it's the same. Meaning, we need to trust in the Lord with all our heart. This is very important. We need to trust in Him, but not only just to say, I trust in God, with all our heart. That's the very important thing. And if we trust in Him, He's going to direct us in our life. This is very important to the young people because maybe they have plans to do. They want to go to college. They want to get a career or I don't know what their plans are. But they need to trust in God. They need to be guided by Him. It's not enough to know that God is in control. He's in control of our lives. Is in control of the things that happen in this world. You need to trust in Him. And I'm going to give you a situation. Do you remember when you were little? Yes, you remember. Your parents put you in a high place and told you to jump into their arms. You knew that they're not going to make you fall. And they have the capacity to hold you, but you first have to trust in them before you jump. This is a good illustration. When when our parents make us to jump in their arms, it is the same with God. He tells you that you can reach Him. He tells you that He has the power to do anything for you. But He's not going to make you jump. You have to do it and trust in Him. Let's return to Matthew 6:33. Okay, who's next? Okay, this side, 33.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Thank you. In Spanish. Mas buscad primeramente el reino de Dios y su justicia, y todas estas cosas os serán añadidas. This is what Christ tells us to do. We need to seek first Him, the kingdom of God. And all the things will be added. That's, and you have a song like that. We do too. We have a song also for this. We know how to sing it, but we need to do it. That's the important thing. And then, it's the same what we read in the Book of Mormon. Can anyone tell me where is it? In the Book of Mormon? It's a test. Okay, yes. Third Book of Nephi, chapter 6. Yes. Third Book of Nephi, chapter 6, verse 11. Okay, now. This side. 11. Right, that's it. Then we need to know that God knows the way you should go, and He has a plan for each one of you. And His plan is He knows how to reach to the end. Jesus tells us that we need to do what we need to do is to seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. This is the most important thing in our life. This is the most important thing in our life. Trust in God with all your heart. Trusting in God with all our heart. And sometimes the trust will be like jumping from a high place, having a blindfold over your eyes. But remember, your Heavenly Father is waiting for you with open arms. Then the eyes are not necessary. We're going to look in Corinthians chapter 5. Second Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 7. Okay, whose turn is it? They? Okay, good. Okay. This is the important thing in Spanish. Porque por fe andamos, no por vista. We need to have faith. We need to have faith in God. We need to repent, to be baptized. You know what's the complete plan of salvation in our lives. We need to be an example. This is our goal. This is what God wants us to be. To be a good example. To be a good example. Let's read one more part in Third Book of Nephi, chapter 6, chapter 5, chapter 5, verse 63. Okay, now, this side, 63. This is very important in our life. This is very important that we need to think about. What things are you doing for your salvation? What things are you doing for church? And I'm truly sure that when we do something to the Lord, He is present in what we're doing. We had a very good experience in Mexico. 2 weeks ago, we were remodeling our church. We had a plan to remodel it and paint it inside and out, and all the buildings that we have there. It was a big project, but we were working in this project. All the families there were involved to raise money to for this project. And when all is finished, it looked beautiful. I like to be in the house of the Lord. When I come home, I like to go to the house of the Lord. Like here, when I came here the first time, the brothers who brought me the first time, they were showing me other places, but in my mind, I would like to come here. Yes, and I know that God is in the place where we praise Him. And this is the experience that my father had 2 weeks ago. He was cleaning his yard, like at 10 o'clock in the morning. His first experience was that when he was cleaning his yard, suddenly he heard a beautiful song, a very beautiful song. And he was surprised because he knows that no one is at church. And immediately he went to the church, because we live very close to the church. He went to the church to see who are these people who are singing. No one was there. Immediately, tear comes from his eyes. And we know that that's the presence of God. A beautiful song. In the same week, another experience. He was working in the same place, and it's like someone told him, look at that direction. He looked through the window, and immediately he saw a person, dressed in white. Immediately, he thought that that's the presence of the Lord. When he gave his testimony, I knew from that very moment that this testimony was true, because he was saying that, I don't know if maybe you're going to think that I'm inventing these things, but all the people who are at the church at that evening, they had the same feeling. And we know that God is with us. And we know that God is agree with our plans to make his house clean, to make his house beautiful. because many people, and I'm sure here is the same, they are thinking, why I need to do it better? That's okay. How is at the present time? We had this very good experience, and we know that God is with us. We know that God is present in His house. That's why we need to respect Him, because He's present in every time in our lives. That's why I am here. That's why I make an effort to be here. It's hard for me because, as a human being, I don't want to leave my family, my friends, my people. I love them, but I know that God has a plan in my life, and I need to fulfill it. Many things have happened in our lives these past days that one thing we have learned, that God is with us, that we need that the most important thing that we have in our lives is God. It's our belief in God. Everything you have is they don't have value. That's the important thing. And this is what take us to teach our other people. And a big task that we have, we're going to read it in Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 19. Okay, whose turn is it? Okay, good. Okay, now read 19. Yes, and in Spanish. Y las enseñaréis a vuestros hijos, hablando de ellas cuando te sientes en tu casa, cuando andes por el camino, cuando te acuestes y cuando te levantes. This is a big task we have. And who said that? God. He said that we need to teach our children. When? Every day, in the morning, at noon, at night, we need to teach them. That's why I'm very glad to see your effort with young people, with children. We need to make an effort every day. We need to pray for them. We need every day to teach them. We need to be the example that someday our children would say, I like to be like my father. I would like to be like my uncle, or like my grandfather, or like a minister in Christ. Then, this is very important for us, to teach our children to be a good example to them, to teach them every day. Sometimes we forget these things because our children have many excuses, right? Is it right? I have an 8-year-old daughter, and she tells me everything. One time she told me, do you know that I'm going to take my shirt to the church because it's very hot? Yeah. She already told me that what she's going to do and why. Okay, she told me that I'm going to take this short to the church, to her Sunday school class, because it's very hot, and that's true, it's very hot. You are agree. This is a simple thing, but we know that our children usually have excuses. But we need to teach them, to pray for them, to help them, to give a word of courage to them every day in our lives. Why? Because let's read in the same part, verse 13 to 17, the same chapter, chapter 11, verse 13 to 17. Deuteronomy. I was practicing for a long time. Okay. What's the name of this book? Yes. Okay. You said it fast. Deuteronomy. Okay. Deuteronomy. We say Deuteronomy. It's easier in Spanish. Okay. Read then 13 to 17. This row. En Spanish it says, si obedeceréis cuidadosamente mis mandamientos, que yo os prescribo hoy, amando a Jehová vuestro Dios y sirviéndole con todo vuestro corazón y con toda vuestra alma, yo daré la lluvia de vuestra tierra a su tiempo, la temprana y la tardía, y recogeréis tu grano, tu vino y tu aceite, y daré también hierba a tu campo para tus ganados, y comerás y te saciarás. Guardarás, pues, que vuestro corazón no se infatúe y se aparte y sirváis a dioses ajenos y os inclináis a ellos. Y se encienda el furor de Jehová sobre vosotros y cierre los cielos y no haya lluvia ni la tierra de su fruto y perezca pronto la buena tierra que os da Jehová. This is one of my favorite scriptures. And we need to thank the Lord because we're blessed. We're blessed in many ways. You are fortunate to live in a country, a beautiful country. You have almost anything in material things. But as we have studied today, we don't need to put our heart in those things. We need to put our heart in God. We need to trust in Him. We need to trust like a child who trusts in their parents. Don't worry. Don't worry so much about the things. God is going to give us the blessing we need. God is going to give us what we really need. Sometimes we don't get the things from the Lord because maybe there is something we need to change in our lives. It would be an action or would be an attitude. We need to think of these things in our life. We need don't worry. Trust in God. That's the important thing we need to do. And this is the The word, the subject I would like to talk to you. I hope that you have understand just a little more about God's plan. Okay, and these things maybe you're going. We can think those things are impossible. Those things, yes. Many people in Mexico say, "Oh, the Word of God, the Bible is very true. Those are beautiful." But I cannot do it. What does the Bible say us about this? There is a short verse who tells us. This is one of my favorite scriptures because it's short. But it tells us the exact thing that we need to do. We're going to read Philippians chapter 4. Chapter 4, what verse do you think? Philippians chapter 4, what verse? When you guess it, you can go home. No, verse 13. Verse 13. Okay, verse 13, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Okay, whose turn is it to read? Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, then? That's it. In Spanish, todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece. That's it. Todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece. And I'm going to challenge you to repeat these words in Spanish, okay? This is going to be the rest of the reunion, Spanish class. Okay. Todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece. Very good. I should speak to you in Spanish. Okay, one more time. Todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece. That's good, that's good. All the things are possible. We can do it. We can reach our children. We can get the blessings that we're praying for. We can have beautiful experiences in our lives. We need to trust in God. We need to continue serving like we do when we started, just two families. When we started the work there in where I live, just two families, and all the people were thinking those group are very poor and they're not going to grow. They were wrong, because now we're growing. Yes, we're growing, and we're growing not only in numbers, but in knowledge, in experiences. That's important thing, because when we have our own experience, it gives us more faith. Okay, how is it? Okay, I'm going to check the pronunciation. Okay. Yes. Okay. Only this side, please. That's good. Todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece. Now, Filipenses 4:13. Okay. Filipenses, listen. Filipenses 4:13. 4:13. Okay, now, listen to this side. Yes, okay, read 1, 2, 3. That was better. Yeah. Filipenses, 4:13. That's good. Okay, let's repeat one more time. You? Trece, right. Filipenses 4:13. You need to memorize it. After you memorize in Spanish, we can go. Yes. Then you can say, okay, I went to the conference and I learned something. You're going to come back to your house repeating in Spanish. Okay. Then I can go to my house and say, okay, I teach them something. Okay. Todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece. Filipenses 4:13. Okay, now. Ladies, only ladies. Yes. In Mexico we say that ladies first. They are always first. Yes, okay. 1, 2, 3. Oh, you're doing the job. That's good. Yes. Okay, now, gentlemen. Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Okay. Very good, students. Okay. Thank you very much for your attention. It was a real pleasure for me to be here. Next time, I will teach you more scriptures in Spanish. Thank you.
Thank you for that message. Remember tomorrow morning at 10.
Thank you.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our dear Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the many bounteous blessings Thou hast bestowed upon us. We thank Thee for this time we've had here together to learn more of Thy Word. And we'd ask, dear Lord, that Thou would help us to truly seek the kingdom of God first in our lives. And to help us, we might put our trust, to put all our trust in our Lord, that He might be able to guide us and direct us and strengthen us all the days of our lives. We ask that Thou would forgive us for the sins which we have committed. We ask that Thou would guide us in all our activities of our lives. We'd ask that Thou would be with the many sick and afflicted and poor and needy in those in foreign lands. We'd ask that Thou would be with our people in Yucatan and Honduras, that Thou would pour out a blessing upon them and uplift and strengthen them. We'd ask that Thou would be with our ministry, that Thou might guide and direct them. We'd ask that Thou would call more ministry into the field. We'd ask, dear Lord, that Thou would prepare one to fill the vacancy in the quorum. We'd ask, dear Lord, that Thou would be with us in all things in our lives to guide and direct us. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good words.